One of the most famous appearances Colorado has made in film was in Dumb and Dumber, starring Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels.
Where are we gonna go?
I'll tell you where. Someplace warm. A place where the beer flows like wine. Where beautiful women instinctively flock like the salmon of Capistrano. I'm talking about a little place called Aspen.
I don't know, Lloyd. The French are Aspen.
Sorry, they actually went to Breckenridge and Copper Mountain instead of Aspen. But the 1971 film Vanishing Point?
Name? Kowalski.
Glenwood Canyon.
Occupation? Driver. Transporting a supercharged Dodge Challenger from Denver to San Francisco. It's the maximum trip at maximum speed.
Do fast cars, loud engines, and big action not do it for you? What about the classic western Cat Ballou, starring a young Jane Fonda, filmed in Carbondale, with occasional views in Mount Sopras?
Then there came to town a gun deadly and frightening, a gun quicker than lightning, fastest gun you've seen. It was the gun.
The history of film in the Roaring Fork Valley goes back more than a century, before even Hollywood was the center of show business. Prior to the film industry expanding west, films, particularly westerns, were shot in studios and on sound stages. But at the turn of the 20th century, that changed. Michael Spencer is an author and documentary filmmaker who grew up in Colorado Springs. In 2013, he wrote a book called Hollywood of the Rockies, Colorado, the West, and America's Film Pioneers. He explained how the first Colorado filmmakers broke the trend.
And they thought, well, we could just make this a little more realistic by actually shooting a western in a western locale. And so in 1903, they came out with a film called Tracked by Bloodhounds or A Lynching in Cripple Creek, where they actually shot in Cripple Creek.
According to Spencer, this was the start of a rash of films shot in Colorado. One of the prime locations was Glenwood Canyon. David Emmerich is the president of Postmodern Company, a film production company in Denver, and he's also a former member of the Colorado State Film Commission.
Aspen was really pretty much more of a backwater. Glenwood Springs, of course, had Hotel Colorado, and there was a lot more things happening there in that day and age.
Even Aspen today hasn't been featured in films that have seen major financial or critical success. With the exception of the odd western, the film most known for its Aspen film location was Aspen Extreme. Two would-be ski instructors hop in their Econoline van from Detroit and drive west with their ambition and lack of street savvy.
Hey, Robin? Can I buy you a drink or something sometime?
I stopped dating ski instructors when I was 16.
Why?
Because they always leave town.
Well, I just got here.
Give it a chance.
The movie was panned and currently owns a rating of 22% on the film rating website Rotten Tomatoes.
I thought I told you not to bother me at the office, honey.
Well, you are still Mrs. Smith.
Well, so are a lot of girls.
That's the 2005 film Mr. and Mrs. Smith, starring Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. The film follows a couple that goes about their lives not knowing that the other is an assassin. In one scene, Jolie is scaling the walls of Glenwood Canyon. Is it real, or is it Hollywood magic?
It was one shot on a soundstage, Angelina Jolie, or maybe a double on a rock face that they then composited onto Glenwood Canyon walls.
Hollywood magic strikes again. But in 1926, the great K&A train robbery was released, filmed in no place other than Glenwood Canyon. The great K&A train robbery is perhaps the film most well-known for its Colorado film location. The film features the canyon prominently, and many scenes take place inside of the train tunnels that weave through the canyon walls. And folks, there's no Hollywood magic here. Tom Mix, the star of the film, did all of his own stunts, including one where he had to ride on top of a train as it entered a tunnel and then grab the top of the tunnel and hold on. Cindy Hines, the executive director of the Frontier Historical Society and Museum in Glenwood Springs, explains the rest.
And then the train is supposed to stop and back up, and then he's supposed to drop back down on top of the train. Unfortunately, the train took way too long to back up, and Mix couldn't hold on any longer, and he actually fell all the way to the tracks.
He only sprained his ankle, and that was after he rappelled down the canyon for another scene. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.